Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Easter Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, and today's a great day to share. The best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you're all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, oh boy, there's a lot of great videos up there this week. And, man, I don't know if you've seen any of them, Nathan, but I have recently discovered this incredible woman. Her name is Erica Thompson, and she's a bee rescuer. And these videos are phenomenal. Of her rescuing beehives. And oh, yeah, and there's that very, look at that cute one. Now, can you believe that? Look at you. And Dr. Nels and Linda's are seeing this too. Nathan's putting them up on the screen. Those are bats, white bats. And don't they look like fluffy little kittens?
They do.
Don't they?
Just like kittens.
I mean, yeah, those are bats. Is that amazing or what? I had no idea bats look like that. But if you're scared of bats and you hate them and you want a way to walk through that fear, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Look at the first post. And they're absolutely white bats.
I wanted to say they're albino, but their eyes aren't red.
Right. So I think they must be a species of bat all by themselves, because there's like five of them. They look like fluffy white kittens then with big white wings. I mean, they're absolutely adorable. So that's the most recent post. And then below that, you'll see some of the bee videos of this gal saving and moving these beehives. And oh my gosh, it's absolutely phenomenal to watch her work. She is so incredibly gifted. And when you watch her in the, and I had no idea you could feed bees. That's that first video that you're watching now, Nathan, that she's kind of educating about. And during the winter, sometimes they don't have enough stored honey to survive. And so apparently beekeepers can feed the bees. And see, that powder is like, I don't know, concentrated honey or something, but that she puts that powder in there that feeds the bees during the winter that don't have enough honey stored. That's real. Then what you'll see if that's a good one. But go down to the next bee one. And if you let it roll for a while, but you'll see when she gets a new hive ready. Yeah, look at that. Look at all those bees in that truck. I mean, but you got to see her when she's moving those bees. She sets up a new hive. And then at some point, she has to start getting the bees in there. And, you know, I mean, there are thousands of bees there. She just scoops them up with her hand and dumps them in. Now, that's the queen she's gotten there. puts that in there, and she'll find the queen and put it in a clip and put that in the bee box, and then the bees start. Now, see, look at her there. That's from her scooping up bees.
She's covered with them.
Yeah. Now watch her take a handful of them, and I think there should be another.
Why, look at them go?
Yeah, look at them all. They're following the queen into the hive. So, I mean, but anyway, there's some phenomenal videos there of her working with these bees, and she knows them so well, and they don't sting. They're you know, quite gentle, it's just amazing to watch her work. So anyway, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and watch Erica Thompson handling and moving these bees, and it's just phenomenal to watch her. Quite unbelievable. Anyway, let's see. it is Easter Sunday today. Happy Easter, everyone. I have to say, driving down here, it was pouring rain the whole way, and I saw no Easter bunnies or Easter eggs anywhere on my trip down here. So I think they're all inside today, which is probably a good thing, because maybe the Easter bunny's listening, and we'll get some calls. So as always, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here, keeping everything moving smoothly. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and happy Easter to you. And I did see yesterday a Twitter post stating that I guess it's supposed to be a chance for possibly the wettest Easter in Western Washington.
Really?
So we're getting a lot of rain today.
Wow.
I guess so. I haven't had as much rain during this winter as I normally get, and I'm not, my swamp's not nearly as soggy as it usually would be at this time of year, so that's unusual. But it's really been raining, and so we could set a record, and that's what you're saying in terms of rainfall on an Easter Sunday here.
Yes.
In our area,
it might possibly be.
Oh joy! Maybe that means it'll be beautiful on Easter for a while in years to come, but. So today, anyway, this is not changing, Nathan. People can't wait till this afternoon and the sun's out to stay inside.
Yeah, I mean, we're expecting maybe up to an inch of rain in some areas.
Wow.
So it's going to be wet.
All right, so it's a rainy Easter Sunday morning, but we're here and there are sunshine on the faces of, I have to say, the mood lit studio is not lit today.
Super mood lit.
And it's absolutely empty because our wonderful and beloved call screener, Stacey Buck, is not here today. But there's a good reason why she's not here. And that's because this is her birthday time of year, and she's always wanted to go to Monaco. Well, her daughters, she didn't want to have to arrange a trip or anything, but her daughters arranged everything and have spirited her off. And so she's traveling, and she sent us pictures and from Cannes, Nathan, and someplace else. And
Nice and Cannes.
Nice and Cannes, and they were on their way to Monaco. So probably in Monaco today. Now, Nathan has sent her a Zoom link. And we weren't quite sure how the timing would work out, but if it works out timing on her end, because I know there are hours and hours difference than we are, but I'm not exactly sure what the difference is and where. So if it works out, she's going to tap in, and when we'll interrupt whatever we're doing to get it. Wouldn't that be fun, a live report from Monaco? Oh, maybe she's seen some animals. I know she's seen flowers because she sent me pictures of flowers. Yesterday. Anyway, so we wish Stacy happy birthday and a wonderful, wonderful vacation in Monaco. So can't wait for a report on that. She should be back with us next week. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, so that means it's Healing Sunday and Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here.
Yay.
And if you guys are on top of things, and remember last month, his sister Linda Rasmussen took the month off, and so it was just me and Dr. Nils here in the studio. But Linda's back. Good morning, Linda, and welcome
back.
Animal World.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm trying to figure out. She looked really different to me. And I was trying to figure out. Now I've figured it out. You're growing your bangs out. So you, because normally,
yeah,
you? You're growing your,
that,
your bangs
that,
out.
Well, it's not really intentional. It's just
haven't had a haircut recently.
It's just kind of. I had the same person cutting my hair for over 30 years, and when that person retired, I haven't quite figured things out yet. So it's taking a while.
Well, you know, because. You have to find the that, and that can be a trauma after all that. Having been on the planet for many more years than 30, I've had that happen a couple of times, and it's not fun. But anyway, it looks really nice, though, because she's got her bangs kind of clipped out of the way. But it took me a moment to figure out why do you look different?
Yeah, it's my new look.
All right. So
the radio.
So, you guys, happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy
and happy Easter.
Easter,
Nathan, and everybody out there. And normally we'd get an Easter Sunday report from Stacy because she goes to Mass before Animal World, but she didn't go. So,
well, I actually went to her service, the Easter Vigil at her St. Anthony Church, so I could
update
you a little bit. Last
night. Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. What time does St. Anthony do Easter on? The same time, I believe?
I think so.
Yeah.
But so you went to the Easter service at, because you and your family are Catholic,
yes.
As Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy, every Sunday before Animal War, she goes to her church for Mass. But Nathan, you and your family go to a different Catholic church around here. But sometimes you guys go to Stacy's church.
Yeah.
And so you're saying last night you went to Mass at Stacy's church.
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's what we all know. So how was it?
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. On Easter, in the Catholic tradition, there's like an Easter vigil late at night on the Easter Eve. And mm-hmm. they start it off with really dark. They turn off all the lights in the church, and it's lit up by candle lights.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a bunch of readings and stuff, like going through the creation story in Genesis and also with the Egyptian and Israelites and the war that they had. Mm-hmm. And eventually, about after the opening, they'll sing the Gloria, and then they turn on all the lights, and it becomes back to a normal Mass, and then they'll do all the baptisms and confirmations as well for people that have been joining the Catholic Church. It's really a remarkable service.
Wow. All right. So you're all blessed up and good for Easter. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, wonderful. And if you were with us last Sunday was Palm Sunday, and Nathan and I were chatting, starting the show last week, and I was saying, I was remembering because I was raised in the Episcopal Church, and a fairly high Episcopal Church, but anyway, it's very, very similar to the formal services as you'd find in a Catholic church. And I remembered on Palm Sunday as a kid, the most special part of that for me was getting the palms. You know, they would hand out palms, and sometimes they were in the shape of a cross, or you just get the palm fronds. Anyway, Nathan said he would get me some palms, so I just want to let you know that he brought me some palm fronds today. So I have
So
Dr. Nels and Linda, you can attest to the fact that I have palms.
They kind of look like bunny ears from
That's
here.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Just a little bit, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, all right. That's
stick
good.
Them in your headphones there and let them hold them up.
Yeah.
Should we be taking pictures?
Anyway, I have palm fronds that are doubling as bunny ears. So there you go. Anyway, thank you for doing that. That's really special.
Is it the gazelle that has like the horns that go at the back too?
Oh yeah, yeah. That would it looked like that for sure. So woohoo! I have my palm fronds, and we are here now. Last month, Linda, was pretty busy, and I think we kept you nails. We had phone calls.
Yeah,
once we started taking them,
we were rolling.
We didn't hang out. Went through the whole show with phone calls. However, we had a little, some time to chat, and so it gave us a chance. We talked about you.
Oh boy! Good thing I wasn't listening.
Well, actually, it was really good. But Dr. Nels was able. We talked about, you know, how he got started, and then how you came into the fold to do the best work and got educated and all of that, and found out it kind of all came about because Dr. Nels started, he was already a chiropractor, and then And this came through the chiropractic field. So once he learned best, he started doing it. And then it just made logical sense that he used all his family and friends as guinea pigs to practice on and stuff. And apparently you were so impressed that you just wanted to do it too. So
yes, and they used to come to my house, Nels with his family, and stay overnight because Dr. Mortar and his family would be doing a big health weekend in Tacoma. And so I got to hear, like, the recap of every day.
All right. So, anyway, we got to know a little bit more about this. And so anyway, that don't know, it is Best Sunday, and that's bioenergetic synchronization technique. It is a light, kind of fingers-on, energetic healing modality is kind of how I describe it. Is
right.
that
it's,
acceptable?
Well, it's got elements of energy work and neurological inputs via the sensory system, which is kind of what makes it different than pretty much anything else, is how it combines the energy work with the sensory input to really open up nerve and energy channels, which is why I call my work neuroenergetic balancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I saw a real interesting documentary last evening because there wasn't any animal TV on that I like. And Stacy wasn't here watching, so I didn't have to watch what she likes so we could talk about it. So I watched something else totally differently. But it kind of relates to some of the work that you do. So if we have a chance, you know, get to talk more, I'll bring that up. At any rate, The focus of today, of course, is to share this wonderful healing gift with all of you. So we'll have open phone lines throughout the show, and phone calls always take priority. We got a little stuff for, you know, to get started here, and I haven't officially started the show, so we'll have to do all of that. But then the phone lines are open, and the only thing to remember about that is that Stacy's in Monaco, which means she can't answer the phone. So that means Nathan wears two hats today, and so he has to keep everything going and deal with us here in the studio.
And we don't want to charge you long distance when you call in for calling Monaco.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you don't have to go through Monaco to get here. So, but if you call, Nathan, if he's in the studio here and we are live on the air, he can't answer the phone or, you know, everything that goes out on the air. So you may, if you call in, he may just put your call on hold until he can get into the other room to get your call set up for us on the air. So you'll know that your call has been answered because once he puts you on hold, you'll hear the radio show playing in your phone. So that's how you know you're on hold. If not, he'll answer the phone and get you set up as usual. So just know that the phones will be taken care of, but Nathan's doing a little tap dancing today to keep up with everything. But hopefully you'll keep him busy. So local number, 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And then if you're just joining us and maybe are not going to be here for very long, before I officially start the show, I think we should officially start with Nathan. We got to get everybody to do us a favor right now. It is time for the annual 2023 Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW listener survey. Woohoo! So, need all of you to pop online. You can go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, and the survey is on the home page. I think it says quick survey, I think, is what you'll see first, and you click on that. And you could also go to marthanorwalk.com and hit the listen live link, because that takes you to the website too. Once you get there, you just click on the survey. And we would like you to do it right away so that you don't forget and you get it done. But it is actually going to be active until the 23rd of April. And you just get to answer some questions so you can help KKNW know if you like what's going on and you don't. You get to say what shows you like or don't like and all of that. And if you got any suggestions, anyway, you help them with their programming for the year. And then in order to get you to do that, they kind of pay you, so you get a chance to win a contest. So if you get picked, Nathan, they get a round trip passage for two on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria, BC. And I talked about that last week. That's, you know, You could time this right. You could be at Bouchard's Gardens for the spring bloom. Ooh. How cool would that be?
Not only that, you're on a boat going through the Puget Sound and is just a fantastic voyage. Yeah. I've never done it, but from whatever
somebody talks about it. I've never done it either.
Well, I've done it on a slow boat. I haven't done it on the Clipper.
You haven't done it on the Clipper? Have you done the Clipper, Linda?
No. Uh-uh.
So none of us have done it. So you could take any one of us as your two, you know, if it's just you, because none of us have ever done the Clipper. But, oh, how that it sounds like a wonderful.
The only one I've done is the Amtrak Cascades up north, but, I mean, that's on land, so... Just seeing how good the view is when it's on that shoreline and then actually being in the Puget Sound. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is
beautiful.
I can't wait to do it one day.
All right. So please, 1150kknw.com, fill out the quick listener survey, and we will be ever so grateful. And I've got some things to chat about, depending on when and how soon we get phone calls. But we need to officially start the show, and it's going to take us overtime on ads. But I'm just going to go ahead and start anyway, and we'll take care of advertisers when we get finished. All right. So if you haven't been here when I start the show, I start by officially honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday... we'll do a couple of prayers and then a bunch of affirmations to get us all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And this part of the show, whether you join me or not, is optional. So you can join me and do all these prayers and affirmations with me, or you can tune out. It's totally up to you. It's not like dancing in our exercise portion and spreading love and light all over the place at 10 and 11 when we love train. Dancing's required, but this is optional. I don't know if Spirit likes that so well, but this is optional. Anyway, here we go. I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, second prayer is a prayer to the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Amen. Whew. All righty. Now, I've got a pile of affirmations here that I say them each out loud three times. And you can say them out loud with me or silently along. You can use them every day like I do at home, and many of you do because I hear from you, or you can opt out. And most have been contributed by someone in our spiritual family. The first one here did come from Ananda, but it just so incredibly changed my life. I share it with you, and I still start my day with this and the rest of them as well. So here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda. You'll find out if you call in and she works on you. Does a session. She usually gives a little affirmation for you to keep the energy going. And this came through that, and it shifted so many things for us. It's really powerful that it had to be included here. So, again, I start every day with this. And again, this is one of those affirmations that completely shifted my life. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is the one I like so much. Comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and keeps you thinking good health and well-being. And I like to use this one when I go out in public so you're spreading love and light and not worried about all the bad stuff. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. Whew. All right. Now, I'd just be being reminded to tell you, I also do these affirmations for my animal friends. So when I'm doing these at home, I alter them a little bit because I include their names along with mine. And you can do the same thing. Now, this next affirmation is from next week's guest, and that's Natasha Venter. And this helps us kind of stay in balance and alignment with all the crazy stuff that's going on with the weather, astrologically, and all of that. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then I can conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and this is the one that we send God's light and love all over the world. It is the strongest energy on the planet, but we need to amplify it and send it around because it definitely is needed. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And now this is Dr. Nell's favorite part. To conclude all of this and to set it, we cross our hands over our chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. And Dr. Nels, we do the I trust part, and you use that a lot in terms of like affirmations that you give
right.
Clients. But that kind of isn't that just lets us know that we are in alignment with the higher power, however one thinks about it, and that we trust in that power and guidance.
Yeah,
is that what it's all about?
Right, trust that there is. It's more than just you sitting here.
yeah.
Just trust. Let yourself feel that, and it's about the vibration. It's not who or what you trust so much as the feeling of trusting that's really the key. It's getting the feeling, because that's what changes the way your cells operate in your body is your feeling.
Well, yeah, and so many people operate from the head up.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been so uncomfortable to deal with the feelings. But all of this can help. But the idea is to be in balance, the magical marriage of mind and heart and working together.
Right.
So it's bringing that feeling. It's been wonderful. All right. Speaking of that, we don't want to make Nathan feel anxiety or anything. So we better catch up with the schedule here. Let's take care of our advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. More with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Linda Rasmussen's here. Phone lines are open. You can call in any time if you'd like free healing for you and or your animal friends. And stay right where you are. We continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on our Easter Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, phenomenal energy, and it's so great to be in. And Linda, you go as well. And
absolutely.
Boy, you know, being in the presence of the gongs and the sound and the Acutonic forks and all of that, it really is quite phenomenal. And you can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And she has a number of Dr. Nils, you comment often that Jude, you know, does these wonderful video clips, like she did the latest one, I think, was for the equinox, the spring equinox. And it's just a few minutes of her doing the gongs and stuff to set the energy for whatever season or holiday or whatever she's doing. And so you can find that on either the website or Facebook and listen. And then you get a real good feel for what it's like. Mm-hmm. You kind of get to see some of the gongs and so forth. So check that out. And you can work with her in person. Or she can work with you remotely. And all you got to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you'd like to have more information, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And that you can use that email address to email us here on the air, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But this also gives us a chance to talk about Linda again, because we heard from Linda. You can learn more about Linda at her website. That's verticalenergyworldwide.com. And now, both Dr. Nels and Linda, they do the same thing, but it's different.
Mm-hmm.
One is ways to work, like Dr. Nels, you know, works at his home, but comes down and does house calls and then works a lot remotely. Linda, you have an actual physical office mm-hmm. that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
So you work out of the Intraspace facility that's in the old Rainier Brewery.
Yes.
And so I would venture to say the majority of your clients or patients come to you at the Intraspace facility, or
well,
do you
actually,
work with as many remotely? Because you do remote work, yeah. you know, on phone or Zoom or whatever.
Yeah. I actually, right now, I wouldn't mind having more people coming into the office because I really mm-hmm. like being with people in person. But when COVID happened, of course, everything stopped for a bit, and then everything was remote. And some people found out that they really enjoyed remote because they can stay home and not have to drive. And I totally understand. And some of my clients are in other places, like Tokyo. And so that Zoom is the only option for us. So I welcome people to come into the office, and I also welcome people if they're wondering would remote work to give it a try, because for a lot of people that's quite an amazing experience when they realize I feel different and I didn't even go into the office.
Yeah, and I have to say, of course, you know, I work with both of you and have worked with both of you in both ways, in person and over the phone. Now with Dr. Nels a lot more than with Linda, because I, you know, met Dr. Nels years before I knew you, Linda, right. and all of that. But it's an amazing experience. And the interesting thing is that the remote work I find to be equally powerful. And I think sometimes, like some of the other clients or patients you're talking about, there's something to be said for not having to go anywhere and being able to really get into the energy and then not have to come out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stay there. Mm-hmm. But I've also experienced really remarkable shifts and changes just from the remote session.
Right.
You know, as well as the physical. So, and I think you're the same way, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing that amazes people, I think, and that is that without being touched, we can affect their physical body, because I've got a client down in San Diego who I've worked with for a couple of years fairly regularly with uh-huh. her and her dog. And initially it was like, you know, help my dog. Then, well, that's kind of working pretty good. Can you help me? And she'd had a long history, chronic back trouble. She has no chronic back trouble anymore. On
Woo-hoo.
A rare occasion, she might do something to tweak herself a little bit. But I mean, this long history of chronic back issues, it's gone, and I've never met this woman other than talked to her on the phone.
And so you've just done remote treatments
right.
for her, both for her animal and for her, and solved both of their problems.
Yeah.
How cool is that? See, that's, and I know, because Dr. Nels, you have a YouTube channel and do before and after videos and so forth,
yes.
but you've got just gazillions of them of, you know, serious physical problems with animals, a lot of times, you know, paralyzed animals from the waist down sort of
right.
thing. And after some treatments with you, they're up and normal and walking again. It's really amazing to see the difference. And what is totally astounding is that some of these animals, Dr. Nels has never met. He's never had his hands on them. He's either worked with them remotely or he's worked through the owner.
It's just
astounding.
It's fun to guide the owner's hands. Yeah.
All right, so we need to tune in with Master Nathan here, because he disappeared for a while, and that usually means something's happening on the phone. So does that mean we have a phone caller to go to?
We do have a caller to go to, but
right,
we should take care of these advertisers.
I was just
first.
Going to say, and not because I already stressed you enough with being off on one set of ads. Will your preferences do ads now and then go to the phone? Okay. All right. So we're going to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour, and then we're going to the phones. And if you want to check in early with Dr. Nels and Linda, especially you got something to go, you got to go off to Easter Sunday, something, you can give us a call right now, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. We're going to the phones when we get back. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and that would be us. We might be some of the few that are talking live this morning here, but we are. And we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are in the studio and ready to take your phone calls. We're going there shortly, but just want to remind you that we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great website. Go there. You can read all about the wonderful supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The cat vitamins are phenomenal, the NuPro Nuggets, and I use them as treats and lures and all kinds of things for cats. And the dog supplement, phenomenal. I see most often the dog supplement in local pet stores around, but you can order all of the products on Amazon. But go to NuProSupplements.com and check them out. Alrighty then. Let's see. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels is here, Linda's here, and kind of the drill is if you call in, you're calling in about yourself and your animals. You know, in private practice, Dr. Nels works mostly on animals, but does humans too. Linda pretty much sticks with the human animal. So when you call in, Dr. Nels will start working on the animals, and then If you're open to it, Linda will do a session with you. And I always forget to say this, so I'm going to say this now. If you're out there listening and for whatever reason you can't call in or don't call in, know that you can receive benefit from these energies and the healing if you just listen, especially when Linda's working with a human. Listen and follow along. And she might say, imagine, you know, the biggest thing that you need to deal with right now, or how you just imagine that. And then you just go along what she'll tell you, close your eyes and look here and think this, and you do all of that. And it's amazing. You will get, we call it kind of a surrogate healing from just listening. And Dr. Nell, since you've done a lot of radio and also worked with Rob and Alexis, you have a lot of experience with that. And you know from many people that how helpful that can be. Right?
You know, and it's not like it's not just us. I mean, I think anytime you can tune into people who are doing this kind of healing work over the air, that you can vicariously get those same vibrations yourself and have wonderful experiences, because we heard that all the time on Robin Alexis' show.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, so we've got caller ready. We are heading for our first Easter call today. We're going to Redmond. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning and Easter blessings to all three of you.
Oh, and you too. Happy Easter and many blessings. So how can we serve you today?
Each of you has helped me in the past, and I'm grateful for that. And I've been in touch just recently with Dr. Nils, and I wanted to let him know that in the last 24 hours after our last your last assistance, there's been a remarkable change in Barney. I'm almost
Okay, so Sue, right now you and Dr. Nils are talking about stuff that we don't have any idea what you're talking about. Okay, so obviously you know Dr. Nils and you work with him. Who is Barney?
Barney is a 15-and-a-half-year-old Shiba Inu in decline, bless his heart, lost his hearing and is losing some sight, and then developed stomach problems, and then finally was diagnosed with cognitive dysfunction. So he's a little
Dear.
But mainly I've been concerned about his stomach issue and, everything. But anyway.
So you said that Dr. Nils did some work on Barney just recently?
We've had several sessions, and then I SOS'd him Thursday, I guess it was, and Friday. And Nels worked on his spleen in particular, as well as everything else you tuned into.
And so, Dr. Nils, you did this work remotely
Barney. Just pure remote work. I just tuned in, found what energies were out of balance, and just balanced them. And it's not about, you know, diagnosing. I just find the energy that's out of balance and then just
That's very important for us to let you all know. Dr. Nils and Linda, they don't diagnose or treat stuff. And when we talk and I ask questions, what's going on and all of that, mostly that's for all of our, you know, information so that we follow along and we know what's going on. And sometimes it is helpful for them to know what the symptoms are or something, because they can look for energy in that place or something. But basically, they just tune into the physical body. And then balance, the body tells them what to do. Yeah. So anyway, you contacted Nels. You had put out an SOS for Barney on Thursday. So what happened after you worked on Barney?
Actually, I think it was Friday, Martha. Right. But anyway, I've lost track of time. But
sure, I get it.
He worked on him, and next morning, so that'd be Saturday morning, I texted him that Barney seemed better. And no, I may be a day off. At any rate, the next morning he was better, and I texted Nels, and then Nels worked on his spleen, I guess. I'm losing track. But anyway, the bottom line is that after the last work that Nels did remotely, Barney slept 12 hours, which scared me. I thought he had passed.
Uh-oh.
I kept getting up to check on him. And when he woke up, he slept from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Wow.
Yesterday morning, Saturday, he was so much better. He was walking really ably again. He was had his tail up and wagging, and he went outside easily without me having to practically drag him out for potty. He was just amazing, and it continued through the day yesterday. He's doing the same thing, sleeping all night long now, and I'm just hoping it continues and is an Easter blessing. I mean, I realize at this point in his life, this age, that anything can happen, and but whatever, he's better, and it makes him happy, and it makes me happy.
Well, and certainly with a Shiba Inu, you know, 15 and a half, you know, that's pretty much at the top end of the average lifespan. And I think, Dr. Nails, you correct me if I'm wrong, what you've shared with us in the past is that with older, you know, infirmed animals like this, when you work on them, you know, the body just tells you what to do. And, you know, it can go one of kind of two ways usually, in that it either helps them do better, like what's going on with Barney, and they improve and keep going for a while, or it helps them make their transition easily, more easily and peacefully.
Right.
If that's what serves their highest, but it works for their higher good.
Sometimes they just sort of hang on in this in between place where they're not quite alive and not quite dead. And that's no place to be, you know?
Right. And so the best, you know, this neuroenergetic balancing can either help them, you know, back and enjoy life for a while or move on. And whatever is, you know, for their best. So yeah, now,
exactly,
Sue,
that's exactly what how I've interpreted it all. But to see this glorious change, I don't know how long it'll last, but at least he just had a wonderful day yesterday. And
yeah.
I
so how grateful for all of that. Now, I'm assuming since you've called in and shared all of this wonderful stuff, Dr. Nails, have you checked in with Barney to see if he needs a tune-up yet?
Or you enjoying the conversation.
Right, because I hadn't seen you do anything yet,
yeah,
but
I'll
I'm assuming that you're going to check in now and do a tune-up.
Yeah, I can find a little something here, so we'll go ahead and do a little more.
All right, so Dr. Nails is going to be working on Barney for a little bit for another tune-up here. Sue, is it all right? Would you like a session with Linda here?
Absolutely. My spirits have been so emotional because of Barney's.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. All right, so I'm turning you over to Linda. Yeah. Linda, shape up, Sue.
Yeah. Exactly. Good morning, Linda. This is fortuitous that you and your brother are on today.
Well, I'm so glad that we are. And
our Easter gift to you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel this morning like an Easter blessing for sure.
Oh, well, and I think the idea of being resurrected is something about balance and integration of our field. And so we definitely can go there. And I'm going to invite you, Sue, to just think about a beautiful blue sky for a moment, just relaxing, beautiful blue sky. And I'm going to invite you to bring a person who's been on your mind a lot lately.
A human person.
Yeah.
A human person. Someone that has been on your mind. Does someone come to mind?
Yes.
Okay, so thinking of that person.
All right. Nils is still checking on Barney.
Okay, and then setting that person outside your thoughts. Focus on the feeling of loneliness and the number one. And then have your eyes closed. And just looking straight ahead, your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out, letting your breath back in as soon as you need to, thinking loneliness one.
Sue, you've got your eyes closed. You're looking straight ahead behind those closed eyes. You've taken a deep breath and exhale it out. Hold it out as long as you comfortably can. Replace that breath anytime you need to, all the while thinking loneliness and the number one. Loneliness, one. Loneliness, one. And Dr. Nels is still working on Barney, so we've got action going in two places here.
Okay, breathe normally, Sue, and open your eyes. And then just with your eyes open, gently tip your head forward, looking down towards the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. So a little more to do. So I'm going to have you continue thinking about this person, just allowing some awareness of any feelings that might be rising as you are focusing on this person.
It looks like nails is complete, yeah.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. And the number three, your eyes are closed and looking up toward the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath in and just hold your breath in as long as it's comfortable. As soon as you feel you need a breath, let that go and just keep repeating that.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. You're looking behind those closed eyes up to your right. You've taken in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. Let it out and replace that breath whenever you need to, all the while thinking satisfied, the number three. Satisfied, three. Satisfied, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally and open your eyes. And then with your eyes still open, looking down towards the earth, just tipping your head forward a little bit, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing the person you were thinking of back into your thoughts, aware of how you feel right now as you're thinking about them. Okay, and that is complete. Good job.
Wonderful.
And the affirmation that will be helpful to you, Sue, is I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And what you will be looking for just moment to moment, especially today, is all the different things, large and small, where you feel satisfied.
Hmm. All right, Sue, how are you doing?
I'm calmer and feeling blessed by their good care.
Wonderful. And Dr. Nils, you anything with Barney going on that you want
well,
to?
Well, you know, he still had some of that energy imbalance between the, I could call it between the spleen and the liver, in that area of his body. And I kind of think of the spleen and the liver as like fraternal twins, energetically. And so
Linda's nodding
they
and
support each
that.
Other, but they're also very different, you know. And so anyway, oftentimes, when the energy is out of balance in one, it's automatically out of balance in the other. It's
gotcha.
Like, you know, one's supporting or pulling energy from one to the other, kind of ebbing and flowing back and forth. So today it was fairly equally balanced between the spleen and the liver as opposed to the other day when I worked and it was like, you know, a 99% spleen. So, yeah, it varies. But today, you know, a little bit more balanced.
All right. So hopefully, Sue, Barney's just going to continue to feel good for who knows how long, but he seems to be doing much better. And with another tune-up, maybe even better than that. So
I hope so, indeed. And I'll be talking with Dr. Nils tomorrow, too, for our scheduled appointment. So
yeah, it'll be great.
Wonderful.
Bless Linda and you too, Martha. And thank you, all three.
Thank you for calling Animal World, and happy Easter.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. All righty. Now, we've still got someone. Do we have someone else on the phone? No. All right. We're good. So, anyway, we are going to wrap up hour number one, and we got to get on the love train, get our exercise and dancing in for the day, and spread the love and light all over the place. But phone lines are open, and if you would like remote session for yourselves or your animal friends or both and all you got to do is pick up your phone and local numbers 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one. All righty now, remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up and join the love train with me. I'm going to cruise by and pick you up. We'll all be love training here. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week and for this beautiful, include Easter Sunday blessings. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.